And now let's join Maggie Linton on SiriusXM Urban View, Channel 110.
Well, welcome back. In just a few minutes, we're going to find out more about bariatric surgery. In case you've overweight, got problems, we can talk with a guy who specializes in it, Dr. Nick Nicholson. But until we get him on the phone, we're going to tell you about a few other things going on here on SiriusXM. In fact, starting here on Channel 110, this is on Saturday, Asset Building Boot Camp. You heard Jennifer Hammond, our real estate guru, talking about it earlier this week. Jennifer Hammond and financial guru Lou Hutt team up to conduct their semi-annual asset building boot camp in front of a live studio audience and Urban View listeners. So that's that is Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Here on SiriusXM, and highly recommend that you give them a listen because you will get a lot of information from individuals all the way through corporations, lots of good information. And in particular, when you're dealing with real estate, if you're thinking about buying or selling or anything in between, renting, it's a really wonderful time, and they have a lot of information. And once again, that is Saturday morning, 9 o'clock. It actually starts at 8 with Jennifer's regular show, and then it builds on up to the live audience at 9 with Jennifer Hammond and Lou Hutt, and that is on SiriusXM Channel 110 on Saturday, May 17th. Oh, that's also the day of the Preakness, so that's something to listen to. Also, remind you, on May 18th, which is Sunday, it is Watercolors. My favorite channel, SiriusXM 66, saxophonist Dave Koz hosts an exclusive weekly show on SiriusXM, and it is this time with legendary guitarist Larry Carlton. He makes a guest appearance and shares the story behind borrowing chords from Steely Dan. Plus, Dave says a musical thank you to one of the guest tenor sax players of all time, Gato Barbieri. The Dave Koz Lounge exclusively on Watercolors. It is on SiriusXM 66, and that'll be Sunday at 12 noon from noon until 2 p.m. Eastern Time. It's 2 hours of wonderful jazz, great conversation. Dave is such an outstanding host and really does a fabulous job. Also want to remind you about, again, you have a chance to win a trip to the Tony Award ceremony on June 8th. One grand prize winner will receive a trip for two, including airfare, hotel stay, the opportunity to meet on-Broadway host Julie James and make a guest appearance on her show, plus access to Tony Award show rehearsals and a pair of tickets to the 68th Annual Tony Awards. It's open only to SiriusXM subscribers since April 28th. And for official rules and to enter, go to SiriusXM.com/Tonys by May 27th at 10 a.m. East. No purchase is necessary. Lots to do there. Lots of information. Want to tell you also about Joe Madison. Tomorrow, he has Joe Berlinger, and he is going to discuss the documentary The System with Joe Berlinger. It's an original documentary series premiering on Al Jazeera America, which explores controversial cases across the furthest reaches of the American justice system, asking whether justice is being served. And we know that it isn't always being served. So highly recommend that you listen to Joe tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. East, right here on the Urban View. And then at 9 p.m. tomorrow evening, it is SiriusXM Fly connects you to the biggest stars in hip-hop from the 90s and 2000s. The Fly Time special is your VIP pass to hear this their stories, songs, plus their views on fashion and styles from these amazing decades. This week, R&B singer, actor Christopher Williams stops by and shares his views on the evolution of R&B, his favorite movie soundtracks, and lots more. And that is tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. So lots of stuff going on here on SiriusXM. And I will tell you, we've got a Barbara Walters, it's kind of a special, but just a special nod to her. Kim Alexander and I, when I was running Bic Radio, had the opportunity to talk to her just a few years ago when she put out her album. It is called Audition. So I highly recommend that you tune in at 10 a.m. tomorrow to give us a listen and get to hear that interview. Barbara was really quite open when we had a chance to talk to her about her career and her life. Well, do you need to lose weight, a lot of weight? Have you thought about surgery as a way to reach your goal? Well, joining us to talk about bariatric surgery is Dr. Nick Nicholson, founder of the Nicholson Clinic for Weight Loss Surgery in Plano, Texas, and author of Weight Loss Surgery, The Real Skinny. Welcome, Dr. Nicholson.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm certainly glad you could join us. I think we had you booked one other time, and then there was a confusion of times. Am I correct?
You know what? You may just be correct about that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you could join us now, because bariatric surgery is something that many overweight people look for as a way to get to the skinny, but it may not truly be for everyone, is it?
Well, you know, there's different strokes for different folks, and certainly there's an aspect of that. There's also an aspect of timing. You know, it may not be a question of, is this right for you, or is it right for you right now? You know, obviously there's a big emotional factor and a lot of psychosocial issues that go into that. So, you know, you may not be at a point in your life that you're really ready to commit that sort of thing.
Talk about bariatric surgery and what all it entails, because it's really more than just going in and giving the cut. There are many different formulas and ways for it to be done. Am I correct?
Absolutely. I mean, that's kind of a broad question. So,
well, break it down for our listeners.
Well, I'd be happy to. You know, let's try to give you the Cliff Notes version, since we don't have 3 or 4 days to talk about it.
Okay.
The reality is that there are different types of operations that speak to different needs for different patients. Let's say that you are somebody whose main issues stem from drinking high-calorie liquids. You know, you love milkshakes. You drink a lot of sweet tea. You know, that may be a gastric bypass. You eat a lot of ice cream. You love sugar. You snack on M&Ms all day. Okay, again, gastric bypass. Let's say that you just really struggle with portion control. I need to feel full. It takes me a long time to feel full. Well, that may be a gastric sleeve. That may be a lap band. Let's say that it's just a hunger issue. You know what? I constantly feel hungry. Well, you know, honestly, a gastric sleeve is going to make you lose your appetite for a good 6 to 9 months. So there's quite a different array of options available to you.
And what one of the things that you do is you make it a journey, in the fact that you really make sure that people know what they're getting into, but also making sure that they know they're going to have some changes in their lives for it to truly be successful.
Well, I mean, that's a great point, because ultimately this is about lifestyle change. You know, what we do is going to be 10% of your success. The other 90% is going to be, how do you conduct yourself on a day-to-day basis? You know, to give you an extreme example, so many people think, you know, they're on a, quote, diet. Well, that implies that they've got an end point that, like, well, I'm on it until my 30-year high school reunion. Okay, well, that's September 15th. What that implies is September 16th, Katie bar the door, I'm going to the buffet. You know, so back to the extreme example, you know, we would never tell an alcoholic that it's okay to have a drink on their birthday, or it's okay to have a drink because they closed that big deal, or because it was a rough week and it's Friday night, because that's a forever thing. That's a from this day forward concept. You're not drinking anymore. And really, to be successful, that's kind of how you have to look at weight loss, is I'm going to live a different life. I'm going to change the way that I conduct myself. I'm going to try to eat sensibly. And no, it's not necessarily always fun. It's not necessarily always the sexy way to go about it. But it is effective if you do it.
Folks, if you have any questions or comments, you're certainly welcome to join us. It is 866-801-8255. Once again, that's 866-801-8255. Any of you out there who may have been thinking about bariatric surgery or have some questions about it, now's the time to get at least a few questions answered. We're talking with Dr. Nick Nicholson. He is author of Weight Loss Surgery, The Real Skinny, and also is the founder of the Nicholson Clinic for Weight Loss Surgery in Plano, Texas. Talk about some of your You give actual seminars so that people can come in and ask questions and learn a lot on a regular basis.
Yeah, we do that, three to four times a month. We also have, one-on-one consults to answer questions. The seminars are about an hour and a half or so to really go over everything in depth. And what you find is, some people want that amount of information. Other people are more of an instant gratification. Look, I get it. I've researched this. I really just have three or four major questions that I need answered. Other people prefer the anonymity of sitting in the back row and not having to really confront that. So, we really try to provide whatever we can for everybody. If I had my, my wishes, I would hope that everybody would come to a seminar, because I think there's a lot to be gained from that. And I think that nobody has ever walked into a seminar and left going, well, that was worthwhile, wasn't worthwhile. There were multiple things there that I'd never contemplated. Well, gosh, I would hope that after 15 years of doing this, that I might have something to impart. But not everybody wants to embrace that.
Exactly. And not everybody wants to embrace making a change with their lives.
To your point, people view this as the easy way out. People mm-hmm. go, oh, Nancy got skinny because she had weight loss surgery. She that was easy. Quite the contrary. I mean, our average patients contemplated weight loss surgery for 2.5 years before they show up in my office. They failed a minimum of 10 diets. They've done a minimum of 10 hours worth of research. I mean, these are people that are frustrated and are at the end of their algorithm. They didn't just wake up on Monday and decide they were going to have weight loss surgery on Tuesday, get skinny on Wednesday. They've contemplated it. They've worked hard at this. And then that's the beginning. That's not the end point. That's where people go wrong. This isn't plastic surgery where you decide that, well, if only I didn't have so many wrinkles around my eyes. Oh, okay, great. You get Botox. You tolerate the injections. The next thing you know, your wrinkles are gone. No, it's not like that. There's still effort required in order to be successful. And our successful patients, they come in, they give me a hug, they run up to you in the airport and, tell you how wonderful everything is. I didn't do that. They did that. They're the ones that put out 90% of the effort. They get 30 minutes of my quality time,
mm-hmm.
And that's what people fail to understand.
The other thing they fail, I think, probably to understand is that it isn't always just an in and out quick surgery either. There's a real commitment to being that you are dealing with a surgery.
Well, exactly. I mean, I always tell people, this is no different than having a plant. Okay, you gotta feed the plant, you gotta water the plant, but you also gotta talk to the plant. You gotta wrap it up in the winter. You gotta put it out in the sun, not too much sun. Sometimes you gotta bring it inside, put it in the shade. There's a lot of things to be considered if it's really gonna be have an optimal outcome here, and that may be a slightly, facetious reference, but I mean, it really is. There's so much effort that goes into this on both the patient's part, on the physician's part, dietitian, psychologist, everybody.
You just mentioned psychologist, and that's as much preparing for the surgery as getting your health ready for the surgery, mentally as well as physically.
Well, I mean, you got to understand your relationships are going to change drastically, period. Some people are in a wonderful relationship. If your marriage is good after weight loss surgery, it's going to be fantastic. If your marriage was lousy, then it's over. Start labeling your stuff. People get to the point where they were simply tolerating the other person because it was comfortable and they didn't think they could do any better. Now they realize that there's more to life. The way that other people view you. There are certain people that invited you out to go to the movie because they like to go to happy hour and they like to have nachos and drinks and everything. And now all of a sudden, you're not that person anymore. You're there, but mm-hmm. you're not participating in the activities that they like to participate in. So they don't like that. Other people knew you in the context of being overweight, and they are extremely uncomfortable now that you're getting more attention than they are. There's just a lot of things that come with this that are completely unforeseen for most patients. And that's our job, to kind of call attention to that ahead of time.
And get them prepared for that. Can a person be too big for bariatric surgery?
No.
Okay. Because, you know, that's what I've heard. But so obviously that's not the truth.
Well, I mean, there is a point at which you're probably not going to make as big of an impact. No different than you have unresectable pancreatic cancer. Okay, well, there's still stuff that can be done for that, but, you know, quite frankly, we're not going to cure your pancreatic cancer. Look at Steve Jobs, all the money in the world. You can't fix that. There's a point at which that's true with obesity, but there's still a lot of things that can be done. We can improve your quality of life.
A lot. Once again, we're talking with Dr. Nick Nicholson, founder of the Nicholson Clinic for Weight Loss Surgery in Plano, Texas. He's also author of Weight Loss Surgery, The Real Skinny. I have to applaud you for the many videos that are on your YouTube site and also on with links from Facebook, because you've really taken the time to try and make people better informed before they make a bariatric surgery choice.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, that's what it all boils down to, is just making people understand that this is not a quick fix. It's not a one and done. You know, in my world, surgery, hey, you need your gallbladder out. You got a hernia. You need it fixed. You come in, you meet the surgeon. Next thing you know, you have surgery. You come back at 2 weeks. That's the extent of your relationship. You know, my world with weight loss surgery is completely different. I've got to be there for you if, you know, all of a sudden your husband can't stand the fact that if he was used to having a wife that was 5'5 and 275, now he's got a wife that's 5'5 and 135, and she gets hit on by every guy in the room. And he goes to the bathroom and he comes back and she's surrounded by three guys. He's not comfortable with that, and you don't know how to deal with that. So all of a sudden we get to become your therapist too. That was something we weren't quite well prepared for 15 years ago, but now we get it. You know, we've got to be there to help you through that, but that's not a bad thing. And it's not a bad thing for either one of you, but you both have to be mature enough to understand how to handle that. And you go past the physical aspects of it. Now you got to understand, sir, your wife's going to live statistically 15 years longer. 15 years is the difference between your kids being 5 years old and 20 years old. I mean, that's an enormous change with a phenomenal amount of wisdom and time to impart to your children. So, yeah, get past the fact that all these guys are staring at your wife. That's not a bad problem to have. So there's just a lot that goes into this that most people don't ever contemplate.
Exactly, and you're definitely keeping us informed. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk to more to Dr. Nick Nicholson about bariatric surgery. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls, too.
You're listening to The Maggie Linton Show on Sirius XM Urban View. We'll be right back. And now, let's join Maggie Linton on Sirius XM Urban View, Channel 110.
Welcome back. We continue with weight loss specialist Dr. Nick Nicholson, founder of the Nicholson Clinic for Weight Loss Surgery and author of Weight Loss Surgery, The Real Skinny. Sir, I would like to talk just a bit about a couple of the surgeries that you talked about earlier. One was lap band. Explain what lap band is.
Okay, so a lap band is essentially placing an inflatable balloon around the upper portion of the stomach, and it's connected to a reservoir that sits underneath the skin that basically we can adjust the size of it. So it tightens or loosens basically like a belt. So functionally, it regulates the amount of food that can go in or out of the stomach. So it's essentially functioning in a portion control capacity.
And then there's gastric sleeve.
Right. So a sleeve essentially takes a 64-ounce capacity stomach down to about a 4 to 6-ounce capacity and it resembles a sleeve on a jacket. So functionally, it looks kind of like a banana would look afterwards. And what that does is two things. Number one, it regulates the amount of food that you can ingest. So it's a portion control operation. Number two, it resects the portion of your stomach that is responsible for secreting a hormone that causes your appetite to be stimulated. So it's also an appetite suppression operation.
All right. We've got a call from Charisse in Texas. Go ahead, please, Charisse. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you.
My question is, what is the lowest amount of weight a person has to have this kind of surgery?
Okay, so, Charisse, that's a great question. What part of Texas are you calling from?
I'm calling from Helotes, Texas.
Okay. Well, we're in Dallas, so it's probably a little hotter where you are.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so the reason that we do weight loss surgery is predicated on the fact that the benefits outweigh the risks. So in other words, at a certain weight, I know that you are more likely to have a bad outcome by remaining at that weight for another 5 years than you are to have a bad outcome from any of the operations that we do. Technically, the NIH says that the measurement we use is called the BMI, the body mass index. And if you don't know what your BMI is, just type BMI calculator on the internet and about 50 of them pop up. The NIH goes by a study from 1991, so a 23-year-old study. They say your BMI ought to be 35 or over. Our national society and the FDA say that that number in certain cases ought to be a BMI of 30. So functionally, a BMI of 30 equates to, in most people, around 45 to 50 pounds overweight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, the other question, the reason I'm asking also is that I've had several friends who've had the surgery, and most of them had their high blood pressure and their diabetes was gone. And I, the only reason I would consider it is because of that, but I don't meet the weight standard. But the idea of not having any more blood pressure medicine, you know, it sounds great to me. But, you know, unless I go and beef up, I don't think I'll ever make the standard.
Well, not necessarily true, because the majority of our patients, just all comers with various operations, I mean, 78% of them can expect to have their hypertension gone within 6 to 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of these operations, diabetes is curable in 80 to 95% of people within 1 year. And in most cases, in our practice, 95% of people, their diabetes is at the very least better, meaning they don't need medications. So the real argument here is most people see that you went from a size 26 to a size 6. Okay, that's the sexy thing to put on billboards. That has nothing to do with what we're really talking about here. We're talking about quality of life, improving health, living longer, being there for the people that are important to you, whether that's your husband, your wife, your family, your kids, your congregation. I don't know. But you know, that's what this is about.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your response.
All right. Thank you, Charisse. Thank you for calling. We should also mention that Dr. Nicholson has been chosen the top bariatric doctor 7 years in a row by D Magazine. That's Dallas Magazine. So congratulations on that. You're doing a lot right and preparing your patients to have real success with their surgery.
Well, you know, it success in this industry doesn't come easily, just because there's so much that you have to put into this. And unfortunately, some people, patient-wise, they're not ready for that. They don't understand that this is going to be a two-way street, that we're going to have to work together, and we're going to get to know each other. I mean, we're going to know the names of each other's kids by the time all of this is done, if you're going to be successful. I'm going to know what your last vacation was and what you did on it. You know, that's just not something that some people are ready to share.
Mm-hmm. And that's, it's got to be an overall lead into the weight loss. Let's talk a little bit about nutrition and how important that is for leading into the surgery as well as afterwards.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, that's paramount because, hey, look, every single person that's listening to your show, Maggie, think about this. We've all done this. We've all gone to the gym. We've all gotten on the treadmill or the bike or whatever. And even if you were just messing around, you've typed in your age, your height, your weight, and you grab onto the little bars, and then you do your thing for your 30 minutes, and you're sweating, and you think you're going to die, and you look down, and you burned a whopping 185 calories. Mm-hmm. And then you go home, and you look at that little snack pack of chips that we all put in our kids' lunch bag. 150. You got to be kidding me. I just burned this after 30 minutes. Okay. So what's the take-home message there? Well, the take-home message is that in a calories-in, calories-out equation, you can't burn enough out to combat what you put in. So it is all about what goes in. So it's about nutrition. It's about making healthy choices. And quite frankly, that's a big battle for a lot of our patients because they've never really had to think about that. But when you start doing the math, I mean, it's staggering. I mean, if you really wanted to put it into perspective, if I gave you a lifesaver a day, if you didn't change anything you did, you just took a lifesaver a day, 10 calories, one little lifesaver, okay, and you ate that once a day for a year, that would equate to a one-pound weight gain. Okay, mm-hmm. So at 10 years, that would be 10 pounds. Now let's take one of those little snack pack of chips that's 100 calories. Let's add one of those, which would be extremely easy to do. We could even go the other direction and say that you got a promotion and now instead of parking at the back of the parking lot, you park at the front, okay? So you have a 100-calorie-a-day swing in the wrong direction. That would be 10 pounds a year. At 10 years, that would be 100 pounds. Okay, so that one little lifesaver thing is the reason when we go to our 10-year high school reunion that a lot of people have put on a little bit of weight. Let's take the extreme and add the 100 calories a day, which is not much. 10 pounds. 10 years, 100 pounds. So, yeah, it's all about nutrition.
It is. All right. We've got a call from Roxanne. Go ahead, please, Roxanne. Good question coming up. Go ahead.
Hi. I was wondering about vitamins. Right now, I weigh about 150 pounds. I weigh 300 and... I weighed 336.
Oh, you've done good.
When I had my surgery, and I had it about 12 years ago. But what I have a problem with is knowing what kind of vitamins I should be taking.
Doctor?
Roxanne, did you have a 12 years ago, you probably had a gastric bypass, correct?
Yeah, I had a gastric Y bypass.
Okay. Was that done open or laparoscopic?
It was open.
Okay.
I was a brittle diabetic, still kind of am. I was one of those one percenters that get to keep everything. I had crushed vertebrae and things like that from the weight. I had steroids for my kidneys because of the diabetes, and I had gained over 100 pounds. On different medications, just one thing after another. But I haven't, even 10 pounds matters now.
If okay.
I have to worry about gaining 10 pounds because of it hurts, you know.
Okay. So your issues with the vitamins, number one, you know, obviously, seeing your primary care doc or your weight loss surgeon is important. The majority of people that have had an open gastric bypass, especially women, are you still having periods?
No, I had cancer.
Okay,
I'm a really healthy person.
Okay, so you're not so worried about ongoing blood loss and needs for iron and anemia. A multivitamin and a lot of those things are formulated nowadays on the internet that you can get that are designed to be more well absorbed by people that had a gastric bypass. So in other words, it's different for a lap band or a sleeve patient than it is for a bypass or a duodenal switch patient, because the way you absorb things is compromised. Now, that's a great thing for weight loss, but it becomes problematic for vitamins. So, and for instance, if you need B12, that may be better absorbed with a nasal spray or under your tongue.
I take a shot.
Yeah, and that's very effective as well. It's just kind of, you know, different strokes for different folks. Some people are afraid of needles, and some people don't want to show up at the doctor every month. So, the way to go about that is, I'm sorry?
I just do, then I do my own B12. But I'm taking a calcium.
That's very appropriate, especially in women that may have to worry about osteoporosis. The best way to go about the vitamin supplementation is to find out what your needs are, and that starts with going to your weight loss surgeon or your primary care doc. And if you go to your primary care doc, you got to make sure that they know that you've had a bypass and that they're familiar with that, because a lot of people may just say, okay, well, I'm not sure what that entails. So they need to be in communication with your weight loss surgeon or the dietitian that has some familiarity with weight loss surgery patients' needs.
Because I'm diabetic also, the endocrinologist is watching like my calcium, and I'm always anemic and things like, I know what vitamins I need, but I'm having issues with finding a good quality one. And I just heard you on the radio, and I thought maybe you had one that worked better for people.
In our practice, we have worked quite closely with a company that I have no affiliation with, but it's called Bariatric Advantage. And their vitamins are specifically formulated for weight loss surgery patients.
That's the kind of information I needed. You are wonderful. Do they have like a website or?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All righty.
All right. And all of his contact information will be on my Facebook page, Maggie Linton Show.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Roxanne.
All right.
Continued
bye-bye.
Good health.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We've got a call from George in Tennessee. Go ahead, please, George, and good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got about 3 minutes, so please go ahead.
Real quick. I want to ask questions to the doctor. Doctor, I have Crohn's disease, and I had to have part of my colon removed. And I would like to have the gastric sleeve surgery. And I was wondering, would that, by the fact of me having Crohn's disease, would that eliminate me from surgery?
Not at all. Now, if you were talking about a gastric bypass, your needs with Crohn's are pretty unique, and unfortunately, they normally require steroids and anti-inflammatory medications that a lot of times are not real user-friendly for a gastric bypass. But with a sleeve, that's tailor-made for somebody with Crohn's, man. That's a fantastic operation for that.
Okay. My wife had the sleeve last year, and she's doing well with it. I was thinking about trying to do it myself.
Yeah, no, it should not preclude you having a sleeve at all, other than scar tissue from your previous colon resection.
Okay, thank you. No problem. Thank you very much, sir.
All right. Thank you, George, for
calling.
The call. Ah, doctor, see? This always happens. I'm on the air, and then they wait till the last 3 or 4 minutes to call. So anyway, I'm glad you were able to answer some questions. And again, it is Dr. Nick Nicholson. He is founder of the Nicholson Clinic for Weight Loss Surgery in Plano, Texas. Any final words you'd like to say?
No, other than thanks, Maggie. It was very enjoyable. I appreciate you having us on.
It was our pleasure, and we want to thank you for joining us, too. Dr. Nick Nicholson, founder of the Nicholson Clinic for Weight Loss Surgery in Plano, Texas, and he's also author of Weight Loss Surgery, The Real Skinny. And if you're living in that area, highly recommend that you do his seminars. You've got one coming up on the 27th of May, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And want to give out a phone number in case anybody has any questions?
Certainly. It's 972 972- 972-414-3100.
972-414-494-3100.
3100.
Oh, see, I'm really paying attention.
That's all right. That's why I'm here.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. And continue helping people get healthy.
Thank you. You take care.
All right. Folks, we want to thank Dr. Nicholson. Highly recommend that you also go to YouTube or Facebook. Facebook, it's under Nicholson Clinic. And on YouTube, it's also Nicholson Clinic TX. And on YouTube, it's under Nicholson Clinic. Great videos there. Many thanks to my other guests, Deborah Bond, Hal Linden, and David Balto. All information will be on my Facebook page. Tomorrow, a salute to multi-award-winning network television anchor and host Barbara Walters. And she's retiring after a 50-year career. And author C.J. Golden talks about near-death experiences. Many thanks to producer Adele Coleman-Williams. Have a blessed rest of day. And until next time, seek peace and spread lots of love. I'm Maggie Linton.